I never realized Carl had been in the military, let alone a kind of war hero, from what it sounds like. War hero, Justin snorted. What was with that flag-draped coffin anyway? That blew me away when I saw it. Carl was just as scared as the rest of us about going to Vietnam, looking for a way out. He dropped out of school the last semester of his senior year and joined the National Guard to avoid it. Sounded like, from what his partner Leach was saying, that he was a real patriot. He was, Kate insisted, fiercely glaring at Justin. Carl was in the first draft lottery, and he got a number like 341 or something, but he believed all the rumors that it didn't matter what your draft lottery number was, Justin declared. You'd be going to Nam no matter what. He shook his head at the memory. Our father tried to caution him not to do anything too rash, but Carl wouldn't listen. He was going to lose his student deferment when he graduated, like being stripped naked, vulnerable. He was sort of hysterical. He got more and more riled the more Dad tried to calm him. He insisted that there were only two slots available in the guard unit he wanted to join, and he had to act fast. As it turned out, of course, he wouldn't have had to join the military after all, but the thought of being in some jungle somewhere with a gun just scared the shit out of him. He panicked and joined the guard. He spent the summer after his basic training making up incompletes for graduation, and then the next 6 years being a weekend warrior. Some war hero. Carl loved his country, Kate spat at her brother-in-law. That's more than I can say for you. The look of pure disgust Justin shot at Kate made Divine flinch, but she didn't bat an eye. Apparently, this was just another version of an argument they'd been carrying on for years. I don't care what my father's military service was or his politics, Elizabeth suddenly interjected. I could talk to him. The last few years I could tell him things I couldn't tell my mother. And now he's gone, and I'll never have that again. She choked back a sob. Divine had a sudden picture of his brother-in-law as a real human being and felt a rush of warmth for him as just another person groping his way through a life. No more a hypocrite than the next guy, even if in middle-aged he talked the hawk-like talk. Scrushy had been just another bundle of contradictions trying to hang on to what he had.